弟兄姐妹朋友早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters and friends.
我今天也很兴奋。
I'm actually really excited.
就跟 Michael 一样。
Just like Michael.
昨天听了这个 Peter 翻译几分钟以后，我说他怎么在讲中文呢？
I was surprised to hear brother Peter speak in Chinese.
我是认为他讲中文没有问题。
I think he has no problem speaking in Chinese.
但他自己觉得他讲中文有问题。
But yes, I do think that I have a problem speaking in Chinese.
而且呢，他虽然可能可以用语言沟通，但 他不能看字。
Even though I could speak it, but I'm not able to read.
所以我不知道他刚刚在读什么。
Didn't know what he was reading.
可是他好像读的没有错。
Didn't seem like there was any mistakes. So.
替我们教会真的是服事的弟兄姐妹们祷告。
So please pray for our brothers and sisters that serve at our church.
为在我们教会当中替我们做翻译服事的弟兄姐妹们祷告。
Especially for the brothers and sisters that do the interpretation service.
你知道，当我们为服事我们的弟兄姐妹们祷告的时候，我们是受到祝福的。
So we're actually blessed when we pray for our brothers and sisters that serve.
你想要听一篇道。
You want to hear a message?
你想要从神那边领受。
And you want to receive a message from God?
那你要替那个传道的人祷告。
So you should pray for the person that gives the message.
替我们退休会的讲员们祷告。
To pray for the speakers at our retreat.
不是只是决定自己去不去。
It's not just making a commitment or making a decision to attend the retreat.
替中文的讲员钟牧师祷告，让他能够讲神的话，让我们能够受到帮助。
But pray for the speaker so that when he speaks God's word, we will benefit from it.
为英文的讲员Eric Thomas 牧师祷告。
I also pray for the English speaker, Eric Thomas.
让他能够传讲神话语的时候有圣灵的充满。
So that he may be filled with the Holy Spirit while he prepares and gives the message.
我们为这些专题的预备的弟兄姐妹们祷告。
And all the brothers and sisters who will be preparing for the workshops.
为所有的这个同工筹备委员们祷告。
And all of the brothers and sisters on the retreat committee.
因为当我们为他们祷告的时候，神使用他们得到益处的是我们，对不对？
Because as we pray for them, actually we benefit from it.
而且我们在服事当中，我们要看见的不是只是我们时间和能力的投入而已。
And in our service, it's not just the energy and the time that we put in.
我们愿意在我们的服事当中能够受到圣灵的引领。
We want to be led and guided by the Holy Spirit.
然后我们要在服事当中，我们能够看见神赐给我们属灵的恩赐。
So that we can receive the spiritual gifts.
翻译特别就是这样子。
Especially for interpreting.
今天 Peter 翻译得很好。
Today he's done a good job.
翻中文翻得很好。
Interpreting to Chinese is good job.
Yeah, 你讲大声一点。He did a great job. He did a great job translating into Chinese. 可是我们继续为他祷告。
Please pray for him.
他就会翻得越来越好。
So he'll get better and better.
然后你们也会听得越来越好。
So that you can benefit from the interpretation.
我们来教会的时候。
So when we come to church.
特别是在主日聚会的时候。
Especially during Sunday service.
我们是来跟属于神的儿女一同聚集，我们要敬拜神。
So that we can gather together with God's children so that we can worship together.
我曾经听过一个牧师这样子分享。
I've heard a pastor share this once.
他当时已经是一个老的传道人了。
And at the time, he was already an elderly preacher.
他在收音机上面非常非常的这个出名。
And he was very famous for his radio broadcast.
但是他年轻的时候，他说他神学院刚毕业的时候在讲道的时候。
But when he was younger, right after graduating from seminary,
有一次聚会完了以后，他那时候大概二十多岁吧。
One time around when he was 20 years old.
然后呢，教会里面有一个年长的姊妹，很好心的来跟他讲一句话。
And after a message, an elderly sister came up to him and said to him,
这个姊妹跟这个年轻的牧师说，牧师啊。
And she said to him,
她说我看。看得出来你很认真。
Pastor, I know that you work very hard and you're diligent.
他跟牧师说，可是你知道牧师，
but,
你讲的道太重了。
But do you know that the message and the words that you use are heavy?
然后呢，人来听你的道以后，听完了呢，不是更高兴，而是更难过。
And the people are not encouraged from your message, but after hearing your words, they are actually discouraged.
他说，我们大部分的人一整个礼拜，不论是工作、生活、家庭，带给我们很多的压力。
You know, after a week, for the most of us, there's a lot of pressure from work and family.
我们也知道罪在我们生活当中所带来的这种压抑。
And we also know that the pressure that we have from our sin.
所以可不可以不要礼拜天来教会的时候，还是听你在讲我们每天面对的这个痛苦？
So can you not preach on all of the burdens that we have during the week on Sundays as well?
我们来到教会的时候，牧师可不可以请你从神的话语当中给我们看见盼望？
So through your messages, can you talk about hope?
让我们的灵里面可以复苏。
So that our spirit can be restored.
那这个牧师他就说这句话就他就一生的福祉当中他就记得。
And this pastor said that he remembered those words throughout his service.
这个牧师是 J. Vernon McGee.
This pastor I'm talking about is J. Vernon McGee.
他很多时候你们在收音机上面会听到他，他用五年的时间把圣经从旧约讲到新约全部讲一次。
And you may have heard his program. He's taught from the Bible from the Old Testament all the way to the New Testament.
他现在早就已经与主同在了，可是呢，他的事工仍然在影响着这世界上面的人。
Of course, he already passed away, but his work is still impacting people.
所以我也常借着这个提醒自己。
So I also remind myself.
当我们来到教会的时候，我们从神的话语当中，我们要去仰望神。
When we come to church and we hear God's word, we need to focus on God.
我们为的是能够看见神对我们的祝福和恩典。
We want to be able to see His grace and His blessing upon us.
可是同样的，我们的目的并不是说用人的话语好像来提升，好提高我们的一种情感情绪。
But it's not so that we're just using men's words to elevate our emotions or our feelings.
我们今天来到教会，不是听一个人讲一篇这个演讲，好像让我们能够对自己能够更肯定。
So it's not like we come and just to hear a great message so that it builds confidence in us.
我们不是来听一个口才好的人讲一些励志的话语，让我们觉得啊，我们现在的生活，我们的生命好像这个膨大，这个成长了。
It's not just to hear an eloquent speaker speak to us so that we feel good about ourselves.
我们是要来到赐给我们生命的神的面前。
We want to come before our God,
真正的让他的话借着圣灵的感动来滋润我们的心灵
，so that we can allow the Holy Spirit and the Word of God to nourish our spirit.
所以今天早晨所分享的信息，我在神面前的祷告就是能够借着神的话，借着圣灵，让我们能够在神的面前得到安慰。
So then, as I was preparing and praying for this message, I pray that the Holy Spirit will work and we would receive God's word and have receive comfort and restoration in our spirit.
在圣经里面有一个圣经人物是我们很多人都喜欢的，我也很喜欢的，是大卫。
There's a character in the Bible that we all admire, and he's David.
大卫是一个在神的面前是一个很敬畏神的人。
And David is reverent toward God.
他是一个信靠神的人。
And he trusts and puts his faith in God.
他是一个被神拣选的人。
He is a person that was chosen by God.
他小的时候，可能是青少年的时候，还在做牧童的时候。
As a young teen, he was a shepherd.
他就是一个很有勇气，很有胆识的人。
He was already a character that was...courageous and brave.
他看顾他家里面的羊群，当有野兽狮子要来吃羊的时候，他可以把狮子杀死。
And he looked after his family's flock, and when bears and lions came to attack his flock, he was able to kill the bears and the lions.
当他的哥哥们跟其他的以色列成年的男人到了前线要跟敌军打仗的时候，他是因为年幼不能从军。
And when it was time for his elderly brother in the Israelite army to face the Israelites' enemy, he was still young, could not enlist in the military.
但是我们都知道他因着信心，所以他居然可以击败一个九尺高的巨人哥利亚。
But because of his faith, he was able to beat the giant Goliath.
他是一个文武双全的人。
He's one that is strong and intellectual.
Yeah, he has
brave and
he's both intelligent and he is
warrior.
A warrior.
Warrior.
Right? Yeah. So, 大卫他是一个会写诗、会音乐的人。
And David was also well-versed in poetry and in music.
他是一个很会与人应对的人。
He was a person that knew how to communicate and speak into people.
所以我们看见他是整个人，他在心智上面，在心灵里面，都是等于说是这个少数中的人的少数。
So he is one of a kind compared to others.
他是一个写诗歌的人，他是一个写诗篇二十三篇的作者。
And he is a poet. He wrote Psalm 23.
诗篇二十三篇我们都很喜欢的。他说：“耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。”
And we're all familiar with this passage. He says, "The Lord is my shepherd; I shall not want."
他使我躺在青草地上，他使我领我到可安歇的水边。
He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters.
他使我的灵魂苏醒，他为自己的名引我走义路。
He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his namesake.
虽然我行过死荫的幽谷，我也不遭害。
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil.
因为你与我同在，你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。
For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
在我敌人的面前，你为我摆设宴席，你用油膏了我的头，使我的福杯满溢。
You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows.
我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我，我且要住在耶和华的殿中，直到永远。
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
在我们的眼光里面，大卫是一个几乎就是完美的人了。
So from our point of view, you can see that David is almost like a perfect person.
他是一个爱神的人。
He loves the Lord.
他是一个信靠神的人。
And he trusts in the Lord.
他是一个勇士。
He's a warrior.
然后他又是一个音乐家。
He's also a musician.
又是一个诗人。
Also a poet.
所以我们常常就想说，我真是希望我能够成为像大卫一样。
So a lot of times we say that we feel like, wow, we want to be like David.
我们要做一个属灵的人。
We want to be a spiritual, godly person.
我们要做一个我们要做一个真正的像是一个属神的人，我们就要做大卫。
So if we want to be a godly person, we want to be like David.
不错，大卫是我们的一个模范。
Of course, yes, David is a model for us.
可是我们刚刚所提到的大卫的这一切都是大卫的外表而已。
But what we were talking about was all of the exterior or the surface of David's life.
杀狮子杀哥利亚是他做的行为。
And killing the lions and the bears and Goliath, those are all his actions that he took.
写诗歌做勇士，这是他呈现给人看到的一面。
And writing poetry or music, and being a warrior, that's something that is shown to others.
可是大卫这个人，在他的心灵里面是什么样的一个人呢？
But what kind of an inner person was David?
今天我们做人，别人认识的我，只是我呈现给别人看见的。
So today, others know us from what we show to them.
我做什么?
What I've done?
我说什么?
What I've said?
我表现给人看什么?
What I manifest to others.
可是我真正心灵里面我想的事情,我感受的事情,别人知道吗?
But what's inside me, what I'm thinking, what I'm feeling, how will anyone know?
我们知道我们身旁周遭的人，他们心里面想什么，他们的情感里面感受着什么吗？
Are we able to know what the people around us are feeling or thinking?
我们来看诗篇第六十九篇。
Let us take a look at Psalm 69.
诗篇六十九篇同样也是大卫的诗。
Psalm 69 was also written by David.
借着圣灵的启示，大卫把他自己的心意呈现在人的面前。
Through the moving of the Holy Spirit, he writes something for others.
我们来看大卫他怎么样子在诗篇第六九篇第一到第三节，他怎么样去描述他的心灵世界。
So here, from verse 1 to 3, we see how he describes what he's feeling inside.
神啊，求你救我，因为众水要淹没了我。
Save me, O God, for the waters have come up to my neck.
我陷在深淤泥中，我没有立脚之地，我到了深水之中，大水漫过了我。
I sink in deep mire where there is no foothold.I have come into deep waters, and the flood sweeps over me.
我因呼求困乏，我喉咙发干，我因等候神，我眼睛失明。
I am weary with my crying out. My throat is parched. My eyes grow dim with waiting for my God.
弟兄姐妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
大卫所描述的是他的心灵世界。
So what David describes here is what he is feeling inside.
我们看圣经的时候，我们一直强调圣经所描述的是事实。
And when we read the Bible, we know that what is, this is truth.
当我们去解圣经的时候，我们不是用灵异的去解经或随便的去解经。
So when we study or explain the word of God, we do it seriously.
When we interpret the scripture,We do not always spiritualize what is in the scripture. 我们不是去看圣经说它只是一个比喻，是人写出来的故事，为的是要告诉我们一个原则。
So we don't look at the Bible and just say it's just telling a story to help us learn a principle.
然后呢，这里面的故事是捏造出来的。
And these stories are fabricated.
圣经是事实。
Bible is truth.
Bible tells us the facts. 圣经是真理。The Bible is truth. The Bible tells us the facts and it is the truth. 但是当我们去看圣经的时候，在诗篇里面，它是用诗词的题材来描述一个人的心灵的世界。
So in Psalm, we see that in poetic form, it's describing what's a person is feeling inside.
所以虽然我们去看圣经，我们看见大卫所描述的不是他真正在这个世界上面，物质世界上面所经历到的痛苦灾难。
So here we actually see what he is suffering through here on earth.
大卫用诗歌的题材描述在他的情感世界里面他感受到的情形。
So in poetic form, David here describes exactly what he is feeling, all of his emotions of his circumstance and his situation.
他不是说现在我在水里面水要淹过我了，我现在呼吸不过来，我要淹死了。
So he is not actually have waters coming up to his neck.
他不是在这边说我现在在等候神，所以我眼睛要瞎了。
And here it's not actually, he's not actually waiting for God and his eyes are growing dim.
我们知道大卫没有淹水过，我们也知道大卫没有失明。
And because we know that David has never been in a flood and he's never had vision problems.
可是在他的情感世界当中，这是他一个很真实切身的感受。
But in his emotions and what he is feeling, that is what he is describing.
为什么大卫在他的心灵世界里面会有这样子的感受，这么强烈的感受？
So why does David have such strong emotions and feelings?
他是一个爱神、信靠神的人。
He is one that loves and believes in God.
他是为神发热心的一个人。
And he has zeal and he's passionate for God.
他是一个有勇气的一个战士。
He is a courageous warrior.
可是为什么在他的心灵里面他会有这样子的一个感受呢？
But why would he feel like this inside?
你知道大卫在当一个人有这样子感受的时候，很多时候我们很容易看见，是因为我们 是我们在环境当中我们经历很大的打击。
And usually when someone feels like this or have these strong emotions, usually they are suffering through a challenge or hardship in their life.
不但是在我们的生活环境里面我们碰到这样的苦难，并且我们自己在我们的性格上面我们承担不下了。
So in our circumstance, the hardships that we are facing, it's overwhelming.
大卫碰到什么样子艰难的环境？
So what did David experience? What type of hardship did he experience?
大卫受到很多很多艰难的环境。
And we know that David in his life experienced many hardships.
大卫第一个生出来的孩子才刚生出来不久就死了。
David's first child was born at birth, died at birth.
因为他那个第一个投生的孩子是他在跟别示巴犯奸淫之后生出来，这是神的惩治。
Because it's that first child was born out of adultery with his adultery with Bathsheba, and that was the punishment from God.
他知道他在神的面前犯了罪。
He knows that he committed this sin.
然后今天这个罪的后果降在这个孩子身上。
And that consequence and that punishment was on this child.
他不愿意这个小小的生命离开这个世界。
He doesn't want this young child, of course, to leave this earth and die.
他像是心撕肺裂一样的在神的面前祷告了七天不吃不喝。
So his heart was broken and he fasted and prayed to God for 7 days.
在他的生命当中，他面对了他一个最钟爱的孩子亚沙龙要追杀他。
And during his life, he was pursued by one of his favorite sons wanting to kill him.
Yeah, Absalom. 这个儿子不但要杀他，要夺他的王位。
Not only did this son Absalom want to kill him, but he wanted his throne.
到一个地步，他要把他从他自己的这个王宫里面被赶出去。
And it was to a point where he was chased out of his own palace.
他最敬爱的王扫罗王要杀他。
And the king that he admired, King Saul, wanted to kill him as well.
以色列国里面第一任的王就是扫罗。
Israel's first king was King Saul.
大卫对他是爱慕的，就是要为他的王做一切讨他的王喜悦的事。
And David looked up and admired King Saul, and he wanted to please Saul.
可是这个王追杀他。
But King Saul pursued him and wanted his life.
大卫在他的生命当中事实上是碰到很多很多的艰难。
Actually, David experienced many hardships in his life.
当他像他这样子的一个属神的人，圣经上称他为是一个合神心意的人。
And when we see David, such a godly man and referred to as the man with God's own heart.
合神心意的人是神耶和华口中称大卫为一位是合神合我心意的人。
And this title, man after God's own heart, was actually given by God himself.
他虽然合神心意，但是他是人。
Even though he had he was after God's own heart, but he's still a man.
他是一个爱神、敬畏神、尊重神的人，但是他仍然是一个有情感的人。
He was a man that pursued and seeked after God and wanted to please God, but he's also a man with emotion.
当他在他的生命当中承受了这么多的困苦和压力的时候
，So during all of the hardships that he's experiencing and suffering through,
他跟神呼求。
He cried out to God.
他说神啊救我。
He cries out, save me, O God.
为什么一个人会向神呼求要得救呢？
Why would someone call out to God to save him?
因为我要死了。
Because he's about to die.
因为我感觉我走不下去了。
Because he can't go on anymore.
我整个人的生命都要被吸干了。
I'm dry and withered.
所以你要救我。
That's why God needs to save me.
当我们来看大卫的时候，我们要了解大卫是人啊，就像你跟我一样。
And when we look at the life of David, we need to remind ourselves he is a man, just like any one of us.
我们每个人的生活的环境和现在的情况都不一样。
Of course, all of us have different, we're facing different things in our life.
你因为在学校求学的这个路程上面，你碰到什么样的情形？
So maybe you're a student, maybe you have some hardships or challenges as a student.
你在感情世界里面，不论你是在交男女朋友，还是你在婚姻当中，你碰到什么事情？
Or maybe you have challenges or hardships in your relationships, dating or in your marriage.
你跟你孩子之间现在是不是矛盾到已经好久不讲话了？
Or maybe you have a difficult relationship with your children and you haven't spoken.
你在事业上面，你在经济上面碰到困难。
Or maybe in your career or in your finances, you're having trouble.
在教会里面，因为爱神服事，可是到一个地步，心里面觉得根本没动力了。
And you're serving in church, and then you've lost that zeal.
每天早上眼睛张开的时候，就唉声叹气，怎么又醒了？又是一天，我可不可以继续睡下去？
And every morning you wake up, and you give a sigh and say, "Oh, how can I go on?"
我人没有在水中，可是我觉得我呼吸困难，好像被水淹过一样。
Even though you are not, you're not in a
you're not physically in water, but you feel suffocated. You can't breathe. 大卫说，我不但我的生命感觉已经被吸干了，我不但觉得我呼吸困难，我走路我这个人的这个前面的道路怎么走我都走不下去。
Not only am I dry and withered, I feel that I can't go on.
大卫说，我陷在淤泥中啊，深深的淤泥里面。
Verse 2, David here describes that he feels that he is in deep mire.
当你的脚陷入那个深泥的时候，是拔都拔不出来的。
When your feet are in deep mire, you can't get out of it.
他说，我没有一个立脚之地。
And there is no foothold.
我卡在那边，前也不是，后也不是，我再跨出一步，不是又跟黏在，又被黏住了吗？
I cannot take a step forward, I cannot take a step back. I'm just stuck.
你记得大卫是一个跟我们说，神耶和华是他的磐石，是他的山寨的一个人。
Now this is the same David that said that God is his shield and his fortress.
Yeah, and the Lord is his rock.大卫是一个知道神是他坚固的磐石，是他信心的基础。
And we know that David says that God is his rock and the foundation of his faith.
他知识上面、观念上面，他知道神是供应给他，是维护他的。
So he knows in his mind, he has the head knowledge that God protects him and God is for him.
可是在他的感受当中，他觉得他动不了。
But in his emotions and what he is feeling, he feels that he's stuck.
他说，我好像踩在深的淤泥里面。
He says, I sink in deep mire.
我到了这个深的水里面，这个水已经漫过了我。
I've come into deep waters and the flood sweeps over me.
这个大水就是淹水了，这个水是急流的，而且是污浊的，它这样子掩盖了我。
And this is waters that are continuous, and it floods over me.
我站都站不稳。
I cannot stand.
我已经被淹没了。
I've been swept.
可是他呼求主啊。
But he cries out to God.
当我们在碰到这样困难的时候，我们属于神的儿女，我们是不是呼求主啊？
So when we are in situations like this, do we cry out to God?
是啊，主啊，你要救我。
Do we cry out to God for him to save us?
我们跟神祷告，神啊，我现在碰到的这个环境真的是太困难了，我活不下去了，你拯救我吧。
We pray to God that we cannot go on. The situation that I'm in, I'm not able to go on. Please save me.
也是如此啊。
David was the same way.
他不是只是在心灵意念里面这样子去呼求神啊。
He not only cries out in his mind.
神啊，我呼求你，我不断的呼求你，我再次的呼求你，我呼求到 我的喉咙都发干了。
I keep crying out. I keep asking and calling out to God to save me till my throat is parched.
为什么还在呼求啊？
Why am I still crying out?
为什么我喉咙发干了？为什么要呼求到喉咙发干呢？
Why am I crying out to the point where my throat is parched?
因为主啊，我呼求你，可是你没应允我啊。
Because even though I cry and I call out to God, there's no response.
如果神已经应允了，我就不用再呼求了嘛。
If God already responded and answered, then I don't need to cry out anymore.
我因为我的呼求，我困乏，主啊，可是我现在喉咙发干了。
Even though I continually cry out and call out, my throat is parched.
主，我知道我要仰望你啊。
Lord, I know that I need to put my gaze and focus on you.
神啊，我知道我要等候你啊。
And I need to wait on you.
我是在等候你啊。
And I am waiting for you.
我是在仰望你啊。
I am waiting for you.
可是我这样子的等候，我这样的仰望，我的这个视光，我的眼目都已经看不清楚了。
But this waiting and this gaze upon you, my eyes are growing dim.
也许是因为眼泪使得他的视野模糊。
Maybe it's because of the tears that makes his vision blurred.
他甚至到了一个地步，连眼泪都流不出来了，那个眼睛干涩。
But it's to a point where the tears have all dried up and his eyes are dry.
眼睛是张着，可是我看不见。
His eyes are wide open, but he's not able to see.
我等候你，可是我等不到。
I'm waiting on my God, but there's no response.
在圣经里面没有提到忧郁症这三个字。
In the Bible, there's no mention
of
depression.
可是在圣经当中不止一次的描述在经过忧郁的人所亲身经历到的情感世界。
But in the Bible, there's many passages that describes when a person is in depression.
Or you're experiencing
depression.
Mood. 当我们在看大卫的这个心灵世界的时候，很明显我们看见他心里面是怎么样的一个感受。
So when we see David's life and what he describes, we can almost feel what he's feeling.
大卫是一个在人前人后在神的面前他不去愿意去掩饰自我的一个人。
David is not a person that wants to hide anything from man or from God.
神借着他的话语呈现给我们所看到的大卫的这样子一个人，就是跟你和我没有分别的一个人。
And God reveals in his word that David is no different from us.
大卫不是说我是一个合神心意的人呢。
David doesn't say I'm a godly man.
我是一个全国所仰望所依靠的一个王。
I am a king that this whole nation looks to.
我是那个有勇气的勇士。
I am the brave warrior.
我是那个信靠神的，这个信心建立在我的救主身上的这个人。
I'm a person that puts my faith in God.
所以我不可能有这样的一个感受。
So there's no way I would have feelings and emotions like
this. 我要用我的意志力去克服我心里面所感受的这些痛苦。
I'm going to use my willpower to overcome all of these feelings and emotions that I'm feeling.
那样就不是人了。
Then he wouldn't be a man.
或者是一个没有情感的人。
Or he'd be a person with no feelings.
那是一个不完整的人。
That's an imperfect man.
大卫在神面前，在人的面前所呈现的，就是把他里里外外是怎么样的一个人呈现给人看见。
But here in God's word, you see God revealing how David is inside and out.
这首诗歌当大卫写出来之后
，After David writes this psalm.
你知道在这个诗篇前面他说他把他交给灵长，就是他们在敬拜当中负责音乐的人。
Here in the beginning of the passage it says it's to the choir master.
你想想看这个服侍的这个灵长看到他大卫王写的这一篇的时候，他说你大卫你怎么了？
So as you can imagine when the choir master receives this he might be asking David what's wrong with you?
你是不是有点忧郁啊？
Are you depressed?
你这个属神的人，你是信心不稳固了吗？
You're a godly person, or is your faith wavering?
你是我们属灵的榜样耶。
You are a spiritual example or model.
你怎么变得这么软弱啊？
How come you're now so weak?
大卫如果有这样的顾虑，他就不写下来了。
If David had any concerns that people would think that way, he wouldn't write this song.
大卫如果怕人说他怎么样子，他就不要去告诉人他的心灵世界是如此的。
If he had any concerns what other people thought of him, he wouldn't be writing these psalms.
今天我们在社会上面的人
，today in society
不会比以前的人更不忧虑，只会更加的忧虑。
We would actually, in our own in experiences, we would have more feelings of depression than compared to people in the biblical times.
更多的事情压抑着我们。
There are more things that we are anxious about.
更多的环境使我们觉得承担不下。
There's more challenges and hardships that would make us feel overwhelmed.
甚至就一个层面来讲，做基督徒，因为我们认为神所给我们的这个标准，属灵的标准，完美的标准是这么的高，我都承受不下。
Because we feel that the standard that's given by God, that's revealed in the Bible, we can't follow.
所以不但是外围环境、人事物影响我，甚至我被这个我认为神所要我做到的这个属灵的原则压抑着我，我就是做不到。
Because all of these external elements that are giving me pressure and also God's standard is so high, I'm not able to meet.
可是我仍然觉得我因为要有一个信心的榜样，我要有一个倚靠神的样式，所以我不得不在人的面前呈现出一个好像很完美或者是很坚强的样子。
But because I need to be an example before men and I need to act as if I am perfect and I have faith in God, I have to give this image that I am okay and I'm perfect.
我不敢让人知道说我忧郁。
I don't want to tell other people that I have feelings of depression.
忧郁是一种病。
Of course, depression is a type of a form of illness.
但是就像病来讲，有浅的，有深的，有严重的，有轻缓的。
But of course, when you talk about illness, there's different degrees of sickness.
Different degrees of severity.
Severity.
今天我们如果在肉体上面出了什么问题，我们好像比较不在意去跟人让人家知道，或者说去找治疗。
So if we are experiencing any type of illness, we typically physical illness, we typically don't like to tell other people.
We're not afraid to let other people know about it, or we're not afraid to go to seek professional help. 可是今天到了我们心灵里面，我们情感世界碰到的问题，我们就不愿意让人家知道，我们就不敢去找人帮忙。
But when we're referring to spiritual illness, then we're usually reluctant to tell others about it.
对，你可能走路脚扭了一下。
Maybe you sprained your ankle while walking.
轻微的扭伤，过个一两个礼拜就完全恢复了。
So if it's a minor sprain, you'll recover in a few weeks.
你不跟人讲，你不去看医生，它也会好。
You don't need to tell people. You don't need to go to the doctor. It'll recover by itself.
但是今天你万一脚扭了一下，结果竟然是扭了脱臼或者是骨头断裂呢？
But what about when you sprain the ankle and you have you broke your ankle?
你还就在家里面自己敷敷冰，然后抹点药膏，然后呢，不去看医生吗？
If you've broken your ankle, would you just use some ice and use some ointment and not go to the doctors?
你今天脚扭伤了，你已经过了三个月还走不动。
So if you've hurt your ankle for 3 months and you can't walk anymore.
你去看了医生，医生说你骨头断了，现在要把它修复，然后要打石膏。
You go to the doctors, and the doctor says now you've broken your ankle, you need a cast.
你怕你打了石膏出来，让人家说你怎么没有依靠神，你信心不好吗？
So once you wear that cast, you're afraid to let people think that you have no faith.
你要祷告神医治你的脚嘛？
Why don't you pray and ask for God to heal you?
你没有这样的概念。
No one has that
concept.
But today, what you're feeling and in your emotions, you feel have these feelings of depression.
对, 有深有浅,
there's different degrees of severity.
有些你过几天, 过几个礼拜, 慢慢就会好了。
So if it's on the lighter side, after a few days, you feel better.
并没有完全到影响到你的生活。
It has not impacted your life.
别人不需要知道, 反正你自己也过得不错。
No one else needs to know, you're fine.
但今天你忧郁到一个地步, 已经几个月了,已经几年了, 你不但是影响到你自己的生活, 你影响到你身边的人了。
But if you have these feelings of depression for months or for years, and it's come to a point where it's not only affecting you, but also affecting the people around you.
你该要去找人帮忙了。
Of course, you need to seek help.
那你难道怕去找人帮忙以后别人跟你说你怎么这个人怎么搞的啊? 你去看医生你怎么没信靠神呢?
Now, are you afraid that you would let others think that you went to the doctors and you didn't have enough faith to pray about it?
只要祷告就好了。
Just pray about it.
那你脚断掉了,祷告不会好,你去看医生, 为什么你情感里面出了问题, 你祷告不好,你不去看呢? If you broke your leg, and you know it can't be fixed by itself, and you pray and it's not going to be healed, you go see a doctor, then why is it that when you're depressed, and you know that through prayer alone, it's not going to go away, that you resist from finding the help that you need?
We need to cry out to God.
因为我们的生命最重要的生命的本质是神掌控的。
Because our life is in the control of God.
可是我们的肉体的健康，我们心灵情感的健康， 神已经在这个世界上面预备给我们可以得到帮助的了。
But our physical health and our spiritual health, God has already provided that help for us.
我们需要愿意去面对它。
We need to be willing to face them.
弟兄姐妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
今天在这个世界上, 有些人他们在身体上面是碰到很多很多的残障或者是很多的限制。
In today's world, there's a lot of people that are disabled or have a certain physical limitations.
Yeah, or, yeah, disabled, yeah. 他因为瘫痪, 他需要坐轮椅。
Well, maybe they're disabled and they have to go around in a wheelchair.
所以一个人本来好好的, 四肢发达, 可以过一个很好的生活, 今天不论什么原因, 瘫痪了, 不能行走, 坐轮椅, 是很可怜的一件事情。
It is very sad when a person originally had all four limbs and are healthy, can move about, but then because of certain situation, now they're disabled and they have to be restricted to a wheelchair.
今天一个人他的视力本来很好, 但是后来不论什么原因, 是近视加深, 或者是不论什么原因, 受了伤害, 开始看不清楚, 或失明了, 这是很可怜, 很影响一个人生活的事情。
It's very sad when a healthy person originally had great eyesight and then for whatever circumstance they lose their eyesight and are no longer to see, and that's really sad.
但是一个有信心的人, 他虽然在他的身体上面受到这样的残障或这样的限制之下, 他仍然可以在神的面前过一个合神心意而且讨神喜悦服侍神的生活。
But even though a person may be restricted or disabled, but in their spirit they may still have that joy and that willingness to want to serve God and live a joyous life.
很多时候就是这些身体上面因为运动伤害所以变成四肢这个残废或者是因为经过了什么病痛眼睛失明的人但是他们因为在神面前的信心和他们从主耶稣基督那边所得到的盼望他们不但是自己成为一个见证他们能够服侍人给世界上的信徒带来多大的激励。 I got that. How many people do we know and how many videos have you seen about people who have become disabled through a sports injury or an accident? people who lost their sight because of an illness. But yet, because of the love that Christ has for them, because their hope in the Lord Jesus Christ, that not only are they themselves testimonies for people to see, but they're able to encourage the believers and display that hope that the people of this world needs to have. 所以我们可以看见一个人身体的残障或疾病与否跟一个人的信心是分开的。
So you can see that their physical limitations is separate from their spiritual condition.
一个人不是因为有信心，所以他就一定从轮椅上面站起来。
So a person may not be able to stand when they're disabled because of their faith.
一个人不是因为爱主，所以他原本眼睛看不清楚，现在就看见了。
It's not because of their love for God that when they've lost their eyesight, now they can see. Of course, God is able to heal. God, yes, God can heal a person that can't walk. And He can give sight to a person that has lost sight from birth. But these people that are disabled or can't see has nothing to do with their faith.
他走路与否，他看见与否，跟他在主耶稣基督里面生命上面得到的那个喜乐和拯救是没有关系的。It
has nothing to do with the joy that they have because of their faith in God.
所以今天同样的,
so today, similarly,
在我们的心灵里面，在我们的情感当中,
and in our spirit and in our emotions.
不是说你有信心，你就一定能够克服你情感上面的问题。
It's not only by faith that you can overcome these issues that you have in your or these feelings that you have.
我在我的生活当中，我在生命里面，我就是忧郁。
So in my life, I just have these feelings of depression.
为什么我没有能克服这种忧郁感呢？
How come I cannot overcome these feelings?
是我信心不够吗？
Is it because I lack faith?
不是啊。
No.
不是说你有信心，你的忧郁就会被神医治。
It's not by faith that you can, just by faith that you will be healed from these feelings of depression.
而是当你在忧郁的这种情感环境当中，你怎么样还能够在主耶稣基督的救恩里面有那个喜乐和恩典呢？
But it's in the midst of these feelings and emotions that you can cry out to God and have put your faith in God and experience God's grace.
今天我们还在等候盼望的是我们完全的恢复。
Today, what we are awaiting is our complete restoration. And today, in this world, why do people have feelings or experience depression? Of course, sometimes it's because of our own sin. Or maybe it's the sins of people that are around us that affects us.
但是总体来讲，是因为今天的这个世界是因为罪的充斥，是受到罪的污染，而没有，而不能成为像神的那样圣洁完美的一个世界。
But it is because this world is full of sin that causes decay and compared to the original plan of the perfect world that God had intended.
我们的肉体会生病，我们的心灵也会生病。
We would have physical sickness and we would also have spiritual sickness. So both when we are physically ill or when we're in our spiritual lows, we both have to rely on and call out to God. But we have to face them head on. We don't sweep it under the rug. We need to know that God will receive us. And also believe that the brothers and sisters around us in our church and our people that love us will also receive us. But we also need to learn how to accept people that are experiencing depression.
大卫不是不认识神啊?
David, of course, knows God.
大卫不是不倚靠神啊?
He relies on God.
他知道主是他的磐石，主是他的山寨。
He knows that the Lord is his rock and his fortress.
可是虽然知道如此，但是就是没有感觉到神在他的身边。
So even though he knows this as a fact, but he is not feeling it.
他感觉他看不见神。
He feels that he's not able to see God.
我们是不是有这样的经历啊？
Do we sometimes experience that?
有啊。
Yes.
今天的世界上面存这样的一种感觉叫做忧郁。
So today, these feelings are called depression.
并不是所有的忧郁都是到了这种临床病症需要治疗的地步。
But not all depression comes to a point where it needs treatment.
Not all depression are severe enough that are called a clinically depressed, a clinical depression that actually needs medical intervention. 但是不论如何，这样的一个感受和情绪是我们经常经历到的。
But these feelings, sometimes we experience it often.
我自己经历过。
I've also experienced them.
我自己经历过的时候，我不知道那是忧郁。
And when I've experienced them, I didn't even know that that was depression.
我身边的人不知道那是忧郁。
And the people around me didn't know that it was depression.
他们只知道我一两年的时间，那时候大学期间，每天早上我起不了床。
They only know that during those 2 years while I was in college, I was not able to get out of bed.
我不去上课。
I don't go to class.
我有一门课去考期末考的时候，是一门历史课。
There was a history course that I didn't go to midterms or.
一整个学期我大概上了三堂课而已。
The whole semester I only went to class 3 times.
然后考期末考的时候我去考。
And then I went to the finals.
要等到考试的时候，学期结束的时候，那班从大概三四十人，最后只剩十几个人。
That class ended up with only.
Maybe like 10 people.
10 people left in the class.
所以那个教授跟他学生们的关系都很好。
So of course the relationship between the professor and the students was strong.
所以我走进来要考试，发现有一个本子要去买的，我没买，所以我就赶快去书店里面买。
So when I finally went to class, I realized that there's a book that was needed.
我走出教室的时候，门还没关进来的时候，我听到教授讲一句话。
As I was leaving to buy that book, as I was leaving out the door, the professor said something to me.
教授说，那个人是我的学生吗？
And the professor said, is that one of my students?
他说，你们这个学期见过他吗？
And then he told the rest of the, asked the rest of the students, have you ever seen this person before?
那他们大家就在笑，就像你们一样。
And of course, everybody chuckled, just like you.
可是我走出去的时候，我不是在笑。
But as I was leaving that classroom,
我不是愿意这样子做像一个学生的人。
I didn't want to be a student like that.
我不是自己愿意这样子整天不起床不上课然后颓废的样子。
I didn't want to be a person that can't get out of bed.
我没有计算多少年但至少有两年的时间。
It's probably around 2 years time.
那大学时代离现在也很遥远了，二十年前的事了。
Of course, my college days about 20 years ago.
那在我过去这二十年当中难道还没有这样的经历吗？
But within these 20 years after college, there's I've also experienced other times.
也有啊。工作的时候也会碰到这样的情形。
Of course, when I was working, I would experience times like this.
我有一次公司开世界大会，大概有一千多人在一起开会。
So one time, there was a conference by my company, about 1,000 attendees.
3 days的时间。
It's 3 days long.
在一个五星级的豪华的这种旅游胜地酒店在办。
Of course, it was held at a 5-star resort.
我除了重要的会议我去参加以外。
So other than the main or important meetings,
我就躲在那个旅馆的房间里面。
I would hide in my hotel room.
我吃东西的时候我就点他们将送到房间来。
And when it's time to eat, I call room service.
两天之后有一次我的老板看到我。
After 2 years, one time my boss saw me.
他说 James, 你这个人真的是这个行踪捉摸不定啊，两天都看不到你人。
And he said, wow, James, where have you been? I haven't seen you for 2 days.
我也没跟他解释什么。
I didn't give an explanation.
我说人那么多你看不到我是正常事。
And I told him, wow, there's so many people, of course you can't find me.
可是我那时候心情是很复杂的。
But of course, what I was feeling was, it was a complicated feeling.
第一， 在这种场合当中，你是要替你的公司或你的部门要有一个是做一个代表的，对不对？
Of course, in a conference like this, you need to represent the department that you work for.
你要找机会跟其他部门的人多认识、多了解啊。
And you should be able to seek opportunities to, get to know people from the other departments.
那更不用说这样的一个行为是讨神喜悦的吗？你是做一个好的基督徒的见证吗？
So then, am I being a good testimony as a Christian, as a good worker?
这个故事 Cindy 都不知道，我没跟他讲过。
And this story, Cindy doesn't even know.
So, 大家今天都第一次听。
So it's the first time hearing it.
这可能是大概不到十年前的事。
It's about 10 years ago.
你说现在出来服事。
No, now today I'm here serving.
然后现在开始读这个神学硕士。
I'm here serving full time and now I'm also attending a seminary.
家里面五个孩子。
I have 5 children at home.
然后我也是结婚，我也知道夫妻关系是怎么样一个情形啊。
And I'm also married. I also know the relationship, the marriage relationship.
生活上面的压力，情感上面的压力，服事上面的压力。
And the pressures of the relationship and service, serving the church.
如果我们认为合神心意的人都像大卫一样。
So if we think that.If we want to be godly, we should all be like David.
我们不是要去了解大卫，像是我们把他塑造成了一个完美的人的一个榜样啊。
So we don't see David and put him as a perfect model.
不是用我们的观念去做一个完美的榜样。
We don't use our own perspective to see him as the perfect model.
因为神所给我们介绍的这个好的榜样。完美的榜样就是他是人跟我们一样。
But God reveals that this perfect model and example, such as David, is a human, a man, just like us.
他有他坚强的地方。
Of course, he has his strengths.
他有他信靠神的地方。
He has times where he trusts in the Lord.
事实上，他永远都是爱神，永远都是信靠神的。
In fact, actually, he always put his faith in God.
但是这并不抹灭掉他那个受到罪的诱惑，受到罪的捆绑，并且在他情感当中时时常常经历到这个他承受不了的这种情况。
But that doesn't take away the times where he was tempted and fell into sin.
弟兄姐妹，诗篇六十九篇，大卫的心情不是只停在第三节啊。
But, dear brothers and sisters, in Psalm 69, the feelings and the emotions that David had does not stop or end at verse 3.
他情感当中觉得他看不见神，他的心灵里面他觉得他神与他远离了，但是他知道他是属神的人。
So, in all of his emotions and all of his feelings, he senses that God is not near or he can't see God.
我们看第二十九节。
But let's look down at verse 29.
他是用这样的心情开始诗篇六十九，可是当他想到爱他的神、供应给他的神、永远与他同在、不离弃他的神的时候
，So he starts off this psalm this way, where he has these feelings of depression and he calls out to God. But after thinking about the goodness andthe care and the provisions of God, he comes to this.
他说，神啊，我是困苦忧伤的。
He says, but I am afflicted and in pain.
他在神面前承认他的不足。
So before God, he admits his weaknesses.
他不需要在神的面前做一个表面上好像是很完整的人。他是一个破碎的人。
Because before God, he doesn't need to put up an image that he's a perfect person.
但是他说，愿你的救恩将我安置在高处。
And he says, let your salvation, O God, set me on high.
他说，我要以诗歌赞美神的名。
I will praise the name of God with a song.
我要感谢他为大。
I will magnify him with thanksgiving.
我心里面可能是这样的感受，可是神啊，我知道你仍与我同在，我仍然要歌颂你。
Now, even though I'm having these feelings, but I will praise your name.
我仍然感谢你，尊你为大，因为你是大过于我的神。
And I want to also magnify you with thanksgiving.
他说，如果我如此行，我就知道能够使耶和华喜悦，比献牛或者是献有角有蹄的公牛还更好。
This will please the Lord more than an ox or a bull with horns and hoofs.
谦卑的人看见了就喜乐，寻求神的人愿你们的心苏醒，因为耶和华听了穷乏人，我是那穷乏人，因为耶和华不藐视那被囚的人，我就是那被囚的人。
When the humble see it, they will be glad. You who seek God, let your hearts revive. For the Lord hears the needy.And David here is the needy person and does not despise his own people who are prisoners.
愿天和地，洋海和其中一切的动物都要赞美他。
Let heaven and earth praise him, the seas and everything that moves in them.
拯救我们的神是爱我们的神。
The God that saves us loves us.
这是永远不变的。
That is an unchanging fact.
我们今天早上唱的诗歌，主耶稣基督是从死里复活的主。
And just like the hymn that we sang, we know that Jesus is a God that was raised from the dead, the resurrected.
跟死亡比较起来，忧郁算什么？
Compared to death, what is depression?
可是忧郁是我们面对的，死亡同样是我们面对的。
Of course, depression is what we face, but also death is what we face as well.
这个感受是不好的。
Of course, the feelings towards these two things are not good.
但是感谢神，他真的战胜死亡、罪恶的神。
But thanks be to God that he is victorious over death.
当我看见这十字架上面是一个空的十字架的时候，
When I see this cross that is empty,
我知道主耶稣基督是复活的神。
We know that our Lord Jesus is one that triumphed over death and resurrected from the dead.
虽然在我的情绪当中、情感当中，主啊，我呼求你，求你将我医治，不要再经过这一切了。
So even though I come before God and pray to God that we don't need to experience this any longer.
但是主啊，我就是那贫穷的，我就是那个被囚的人啊。
But I am the needy and I am the one that's calling out.
所以就算在我的软弱当中。愿你的恩典能够显明。
But in my weakness, may your grace be manifested.
不论我心里面的压抑是多大，我要好好的去面对它。
No matter how large or big these challenges or these feelings of depression are, I need to face them.
但是求你的恩典将我与你连接，使我继续能够为你发光。
But may your grace be with me so that I can continue to shine for you.
如果你在忧郁
If you are depressed or have feelings of depression,
你要承认
You need to admit
我们是软弱的
That we are weak.
你要向神呼求
And you need to call out to the Lord.
你要跟旁边能够爱你的人，你要能够愿意去分享
And you need to be able to and willing to share with those around you.
你如果严重到一个地步，你需要接纳别人给你的建议
And you're also if you're at the to a point where you need to receive advice from others.
也许你觉得神没有在帮助你。
Maybe you feel that God is not helping you.
可是你知道神也许已经预备了要帮助你的人在你旁边了吗？
But did you know maybe perhaps God has already prepared someone to help you that's near you.
让我们在神的面前做一个赤裸的人。
Let us be a person that is
yeah let us be completely transparent before the Lord nothing to hide 让我们学习彼此之间真的是有爱的那种包容
so let us have this help each other and encourage each other in love
我们一起祷告
let us pray together
天父我们感谢你
dear heavenly father we thank you
主你比我们自己更认识我们
You know us better than we know ourselves.
主，我们每一个人在我们的心灵、情感世界当中，都有这么多许许多多复杂的，或者是我们认为是黑暗、负面的事情，我们在对付。
We know we face many challenges and hardships, and there's a lot of complications that we face.
求主，你让我们知道怎么样能够在你的面前真的是完全的就倾心吐意。
You teach us how to bring them before you.
主，我们不用假装的做给人看，或假装的做给你看。
And we don't need to put a front before others or before you.
我们要做属灵的人。
We want to be godly people.
我们要做爱你的人，信靠你的人。
We want to be a people that loves you and trusts in you.
但是我们同样是能够自己谦卑的知道，我们是那软弱、穷乏、需要的人。
But we can also humbly confess and admit that we are in need of you.
主在我们当中，深深在。为着忧郁而受伤害的人，我献上祷告。
Lord, we want to lift up people in our midst that are experiencing these feelings of depression.
很多时候我们都不知道该怎么办。
A lot of times we don't even know what to do.
我们都不知道该怎么样继续过生活。
We don't even know how to move to continue on in life.
我们不知道该怎么想，怎么做。
We don't know how to think. We don't know how to act.
我们只觉得我们呼吸不了，我们觉得我们前后，这个。前后都动不了。
We feel we are suffocating and we can't move. We're stuck.
可是我们属于你。
But we belong to you.
主，我们要愿意学习信靠你。
We need to learn how to trust in you.
我们要学习还是能够赞美你，然后能够经历你的恩典。
And learn how to praise you and experience your grace.
主，帮助我们能够找到适合的对象来帮助我们。
And help lead us to people that can help us.
帮助我们愿意在你的面前，在人的面前放下身段，正式的面对我们的问题。
Allow us to be willing to admit and share these with others.
And be willing to confront and deal with these things. 为我们在座可能亲人或者是好朋友。有忧郁症的人祷告。
And we also want to pray for those of us that have friends or family that are suffering from depression.
主，我们看见他们的情形，我们根本不知道该怎么样帮助他们。
We see what they're going through and we don't know how to help them.
说他们也不是，不说他们也不是。
And we don't know if whether we can give advice to them.
求主你赐给我们智慧。
May you grant us wisdom.
求主你赐给我们那个从天上而来主耶稣基督的爱和包容。
May you give us the heart of acceptance.
让我们学习怎么样陪着我们所爱的人走这一段艰难的路。
And teach us how to walk this path with our loved ones.
但是在这一整个路程当中，主，我们愿意看见你手的工作。
But along this journey, we want to experience your hand at work.
你的工作一定是美好的工作。
Because we know your work is perfect.
你的工作一定是使你自己明得荣耀的工作。
And we know that the work that you will do glorifies yourself.
求主你祝福你自己的话。
May you bless your own word.
求主你的圣灵充满着我们。
May your spirit fill us.
让我们能够行走你的路。
So that we can walk this path that you have paved for us.
这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.